Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cook you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Top pieces of football, NFL lunch style. Getting a subject back on the docket here that we talked about earlier. John Harbaugh doesn't like talking about it, it seems. Red zone struggles. 27th in the league going into Sunday's game where they were 1-for-4. Not a mathematician, probably doesn't help their cause. John Harbaugh tried to explain it. Here's John Harbaugh asked about, well, you tried to explain it. How are you going to fix it?
We can execute better. We can call better plays. You know, okay. We can make plays.
Harbs was not feeling it yesterday.
That was testy Harbs there.
Yes, he was testy all day yesterday. A lot of O-line questions got him a little testy and stuff. But, I mean, it is what it, like you said off air, Bob. I mean, everybody watches. You know, even the average football fan
don't need to be Joe Bugle to see what's going on with the offensive line,
right? And like I was just telling you, from Jameson Hensley, Voorhees has the lowest pass block win rate among the Ravens starting offensive line and has allowed 5 sacks by himself.
Lamar himself has been sacked 23 times. The team, just to make this accurate, 30 sacks allowed.
Well, so
5 of the 30 coming at old Voorhees there.
And he
remember
is
when
mad.
He was a steal?
He just on the ground. Draft. He's on the ground way too much for me.
No, I don't. I remember reading a few weeks ago about McCary, and he wasn't exactly lighting the world on fire in Jacksonville either. But in Baltimore, he's filled in admirably, if not above and beyond. When called upon, and Ravens paid him. Remember to be
$6 million a year,
the versatile guy, but he got the big payday with the Jags, so you can't begrudge him that. But history has proven that he could handle his spot when called upon to do so.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, and even I talked about it this summer. It's like, you know, you're playing in between Linderbaum and Ronnie Stanley. Left guard is the easiest spot amongst them all to play. And he's the worst pass blocker they got. Whereas McCary, Bob, the thing that he did best was pass blocking was his best thing.
So McCary is gone. So Voorhees is in. Where's Corey Bullock? We've talked about this. Emory Jones convalescing from the shoulder. Yep. Ben Cleveland is just not a guy who was a third-round pick out of Georgia a few years ago. And hence the dilemma that they have. And as we've talked about a bazillion times, you brought it up. Rosengarten and Falele have regressed from
big
last
time.
Year.
Yeah, they're both have struggled. You know, I'm pro- I'm more disappointed, Bob, in Rosengarten's regression than I am because Filele kind of is what he is. You know, he's a big dude that he's always struggled with space, you know, quick and explosive. But, I mean, the thing with Rosengarten was, we said, was he can't anchor. All right, but then by towards the end of the season, he was doing a pretty damn good job. Now, this year, can't anchor. You know, he was going to get bigger, stronger. Looked like he went to the other weight room.
And for Filele, going back to the opener against the Bills, and it's not a play that would describe his season in total, maybe it might, where he was just spinning around like one of those electric football guys and really had no one to put a body on as the play was happening on the entire opposite side of the field.
Bob, he probably has one to two of those that if you want to get on him and you put a clip on him, you can make him look silly every game in one or two of these plays because, you know, he'll have a play that's really ugly every game.
Well, a guy on Sunday who made a lot of really strong and beautiful plays for the Ravens on the defensive side of the ball was Kyle Hamilton. So, John Harbaugh, how rare is number 14 for what he does?
He made it really hard on the running backs, you know, just to block him. And then his length, too, you know, batting balls down, those kind of things. It just was really, he was just impactful. He always is, but he was super impactful the whole game. Pretty much in every way you can be impactful.
He was.
Yeah, he only had one bad play, and it was really after the play.
Yeah, when he dropped the ball, when he said in his post-game press, I can't catch in Cleveland. That's when he kicked the ball, you know, up into the stands or wherever he kicked it, and he got a penalty after that. But, Bob, I showed you a clip where he beat the guard. You know, it looked like he was a linebacker, beat the guard and went around the back. He's a game changer. He's a freak, man. He's a freak. They got... You know, I mean, the thing about the Ravens, they got a history of having some great safeties. And he and Ed played totally different how they played the game.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, and maybe Malachi Starks will join that conversation, too, when it's all said and done. NFL Lunch, Nolan McGraw, hear from him later on in the hour. Speaking of impactful players as of late, Travis Jones, right, John?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of... notching it up. I think it's almost a little bit of it's kind of like confidence. You know, I think with Travis, he's such a humble, hardworking guy, and sometimes you just want to stay to him. It's like, hey, man, I did have him like last year. I had him in the weight room. I just kind of ran into him, and we were trying to talk, and I said, come over here. We looked at in the mirror, and I'm standing there. You know, he's standing there, and I'm standing there. And we're looking at each other in the mirror, you know, and I go, look at yourself. Look at yourself. Look how great you look, you know? You know, my gosh, you're gonna kill people. You're gonna dominate. You know, and you know sometimes you know, he knows that. You know, he works so hard, but a little bit of a belief in yourself goes a long way. And I think he's starting to really feel it. You know,
he looks like he's feeling it because the last 3 weeks, I think he's been kind of dominant. You know, and talk about him being a free agent. I mean, if he keeps playing like he's playing, Bob, they're not gonna be able to afford. Hopefully they can, because I think he's an awesome player. Yeah,
I think Matt Ibike's future might decide that, too.
That could, yeah. But can you imagine if they had Matt Ibike? I mean, that would help the pass rush a ton, but it is what it is. But Travis Jones, back Travis Jones, he's playing extremely well in both the run and the pass.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Vinny's Feeble Five. Look at you. You're at the bottom of the NFL standings. You're the Feeble Five. Stick around for that. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Talk college football with him. Could Lane Kiffin be leaving Ole Miss but staying in the SEC? Everyone's courting him. I mean, he's looking good in the mirror right now, that Lane Kiffin. And then a funhouse trip with a guy that flexes in front of the mirror all the time, Nolan McGraw, before Inside Access takes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's over at 2.
Vinny and Haney's Feeble Five. A handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, we're cranking it up to 12. You pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, Fosport text line at 410-583-1057. Earlier in the program, Vinny gave you his Dirty Dozen, the 12 best teams in the National Football League, led by the Rams. And rightfully so. Ravens made Vinny's Dirty Dozen. He's one full-on homer.
Mm-hmm.
Now we talk about the Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams in the National Football League? Sheriff Goodell's playland. Let's get to it. Feeble Five.
All right. Last week we had Tennessee 1, Giants 2, Washington 3, Vegas 4, Cleveland 5. And guess what all five had in common, Bob Haney?
They all lost?
Yes, they did. So coming in at number 5. Well, let me just say this. Number 7 was Arizona, 3-7. Number 6 was Cincinnati at 3-7.
Gotcha.
All right, coming in at 5, 2-8 Cleveland.
You suck.
Yeah, they lost to Baltimore 23-16. They're at Vegas. At Vegas.
And Stefanski said if Gabriel it clears protocol, he will start in that game ahead of Shador.
Man, I mean, with Gabriel, the ball never gets down the field.
I'd just roll with Sanders there.
I would, too.
What you got
give him a chance.
No
coming in at 4, 2-8, Las Vegas.
You suck.
Yeah, they lost to Dallas last night, 33-16, and they're hosting Cleveland. So we got 4 versus 5 in the Feeble Five. Vegas is awful, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
Yeah. I mean, I think we talked either off air or on air. They got 2 great players.
Yep, Crosby and Bowers.
Yeah, and that's about it. Coming in at 3, 3-8 Washington.
You suck.
Yeah, they've lost a lot of games in a row here. They lost to Miami 16-13 in overtime. They're on bye this week. They're on bye, so they can't lose this week. Hopefully Jaden Daniels comes back soon.
Then they sign McLaurin, all the drama surrounding his contract, and then he's been hurt for most of the season.
Bob, you know, 2 identical ones, basically. Hendrickson and McLaurin. Both got re-upped, got paid. Not great, but pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them have kind of given the teams the finger.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Jaden Daniels, didn't follow up his rookie season with a brilliant sophomore year, and they got no running game. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, you go from, you know, 1 game away from the Super Bowl.
12-5.
Yeah. To right now, who knows how bad they're going to get. Number 2, 2-9 New York Giants.
You suck.
They lost to Green Bay 27-20. They're at Detroit. Doesn't get any easier. At Detroit. this week. And is Dart back this week or not? I haven't heard yet. I guess we'll know tomorrow.
I saw Scataboo on TV there, Nolan, at that wrestling.
Yeah, got a little physical.
Engaging.
I was surprised. I was like, somebody tell him this guy's injured?
Doesn't he have like half a foot and he's out there wrestling around? Pun intended.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who the Giants. I said I wanted the Giants to hire Lane Kiffin.
Who knows?
He coached at the Raiders. You know, he's been a head coach.
Popular guy right now. Talk more about him with Chip Patterson in a couple of minutes.
And coming in at number one for I don't know how many weeks in a row now, Tennessee Titans.
You suck!
Yeah, they're 1-9. They lost to Houston 16-13. And they're hosting Seattle this week. So good luck to that. You know, Cam Ward's having a tough first year. They got one of the best defensive players in the league, Simmons. That's what they got. And their defense is playing.
They're hanging around, true.
Yeah. So in summary, Tennessee 1, Giants 2, Washington 3, Vegas 4, Cleveland 5. We know one thing. One of these teams is going to win because Vegas plays Cleveland.
Or they could play to a tie, which would be fitting for sure. Your full schedule for week 12, Bills at Houston. C.J. Stroud, not looking good, right, for him against the Bills. Buffalo 5.5-point favorites as the Bills' big win against Tampa. Houston at 500. They had that dreadful start to the season. Here they are back in some sort of conversation. Jets at Baltimore, Ravens 13-point favorites there. Tyrod will get the start for New York. Pittsburgh at the Bears. Chicago -3. Aaron Rodgers probably not playing, as we talked about earlier with Ray Fittipaldo. But Mason Rudolph managed the game well against Cincinnati in the second half.
Yeah, he did. And he got the ball down the field, you know, a little bit more than Aaron Rodgers has been, which would help out DK Metcalf. So, Bob, Rodgers doesn't need surgery. So we'll see. I guess it's going to depend on practice, what he can and what he can't do and how much pain that he can take. I mean, or, you know, how little of a cast he can have on there. Because he owns the Bears.
He's let them know that multiple times over the years. New England's at Cincy. Patriots -8.5. You mentioned the Giants. They're at Detroit. Lions laying 10.5. Minnesota's at Green Bay. Pack -6.5. J.J. McCarthy. Well, no, man. Didn't throw the ball a lot at Michigan. Got a big arm as he tries to
and
show off.
That's the problem. Bobby's he's throwing fastball, curveball, changeup, he's throwing them all 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, you got to change speeds, as they say. Seattle's at Titans. Seahawks 13-point favorites on the road. Colts and Chiefs, Kansas City 3.5. Oddsmakers still like them, even though they're not that team anymore. Indy coming off the bye. Browns at Raiders, as Vinny said. Vegas 3.5-point favorites. And this one, Jacksonville's at Cardinals. Jacksonville 2.5-point favorites. Jags trying to get that 7th win. Cardinals, man, they're a trouble city, big time. Eagles at Dallas. Philly -3.5. Dallas trying to get to 500 with a win.
Yeah.
Then puts them kind of in a conversation for whatever they're looking for.
Well, at least they'll show that. They got to show that their defense, you know, can handle other teams other than the Vegas.
Yeah. And look, you know, Philly's offense isn't any great shakes right now.
So
we'll see. Atlanta's at New Orleans. Saints -2.5. Tampa's at the Rams. This is Sunday night. L.A. -7 as Tampa's trying to get back in the win column. And then Monday night, when you looked at this on paper a month ago, you're like, that's a crap game. Carolina's at the 49ers. Still might turn out to be a crap game, but Carolina's 6-5.
Yeah,
I mean, they're above 500, which to me is somewhat fascinating. They won at Green Bay but lost at home to the Saints. They're getting 6.5.
Bob, do you think – is the NFC South going to have a below 500 champion?
I think Tampa gets 9 wins, maybe.
Yeah.
They're going to get their 5th loss, and so is Carolina's going to get their 6th. Maybe not. It's all said and done. We'll come back, talk college football with Chip Patterson from CBSSports.com. Then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For two.
College football week 13, unbelievable, but it is upon us for sure. Some interesting games, no real blockbuster games, but interesting games coming up this weekend. Lots of coaching buzz going down, and joining us now to talk about all of those subjects, and that's he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's with CBSSports.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Chip Patterson. Chip, how you feeling, man?
Yeah, it's here. You know, you mentioned it's hard to believe week 13's upon you, but I'll tell you what I've done. And if you've heard me the last couple of weeks on the Cover 3 podcast, that's certainly been a part of it. I'm trying to say soak it in, boys. You know, we spend all daggum year talking about this sport. We only get about 14, 15 weeks of really getting it. And, of course, next week is the holidays, so it's going to be a lot going on. You mentioned – in terms of huge headliners, only a couple ranked-on-ranked games. I think Oregon-USC is super interesting. But, man, it's soak it in. It's the end of the college football season. We do love this sport as much as we complain about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's like having a swimming pool in the summertime. Right. Enjoy it for the 2 months that you actually get to swim in that thing. But let's talk some coaching things. Local here, Mike Locksley, Jim Smith, Maryland AD, announced on Sunday after their sixth loss in a row at Illinois that Locksley will be back next year, and he's going to do everything he can to bring in the resources to keep the players that they have on campus and to help the NIL initiative and everything that goes along with it. Chip, what do you think? Mike Locksley sticking around at least for another season here.
Well, first thing, you know, just sort of on like a more Big Ten level, it will be impossible for me to not pair this decision with Wisconsin's, to do the same with Luke Fickell. Mm-hmm. Same kind of position. Athletic director really wants to double down on the head coach. You make the announcement mid-season. Mm-hmm. You calm the waters. You're like, at Florida State, they just said, we're not firing him Sunday, right? You know, they made the announcement. They said, at the end of the year, we'll take a look at it. So Wisconsin and Maryland, two Big Ten schools, that I think are looking around and realizing that some more investment is going to be made to keep up with the likes of an Indiana. And so I think that I'm just always going to tie those two together as we move into 2026 and beyond. And obviously, the young freshman talent, Malik Washington, but also just on the defensive side of the ball as well. Like, keeping them in College Park was just – if you think that Michael Oxley gives you the best chance to keep them in College Park, then I totally understand the decision. It would be a disappointing development for Maryland to make this announcement, say they're going to invest, but then lose the best players, some of the brightest spot, a young core that could be really promising. So that'll be the most important thing, I think, for Maryland fans. You're good rolling back in next season with Loxley and increased investment as long as the bright young freshmen are also back for 2026 as well.
Now, Chip, a guy that we thought was going to be Maryland's head coach 15 years ago, James Franklin, he goes to Virginia Tech, we're obviously familiar recruiting the DMV, Baltimore, Pennsylvania, nationally. How long before James Franklin has VaTech back to Beamer level competition? Frank, that is.
This is going to be. Hold on. Let me make sure I've got this right, because I obviously want to respect the journalistic integrity of this fine program. But I believe that I figured out that James Franklin's career winning percentage is the same, if not better than Frank Beamer's winning percentage at Virginia Tech, and I have it for you here. Frank Beamer, Frank Beamer winning percentage at Virginia Tech, 659. James Franklin career winning percentage, 680. They want to get back to Beamer ball. They want to get back to Frank Beamer. James Franklin can deliver results on the level of Frank Beamer. Frank Beamer won conference championships, turned in double-digit win season after double-digit win season. Do you know what else Frank Beamer also did a lot of? Lose games to top six opponents. Like, James Franklin has been what Virginia Tech has as a sort of, you know, the icon that built the program. I think James Franklin, looking at the ACC especially, probably looked at Virginia Tech and saw a lot of untapped potential. You know, the investment that is going to be coming that they have promised in terms of an increased investment, as long as it all didn't go to the head coach, well, now you can really start to talk about modernizing a program that does have aspirations and expectations of contending for championships, and you're doing it as Florida State is absolutely flailing it. You're doing it as Clemson continues to backslide. I mean, the fact that Virginia and Georgia Tech are in the running for the ACC championship should tell Virginia Tech that there is no monster in that conference. There is no one standing in the way of you going and winning championships again. Now, where do you stand compared to the very best programs in the country? That's a conversation for another time that I'm sure Virginia Tech fans would love to have, because they haven't even been in the mix of contending for conference titles in almost a decade at this point. So, love the hire. We'll see in execution, as always, but it's a good day, I think, for Hokies fans.
Chip, with Lane Kiffin and all his options, you know where I want to see him, Chip? New York Giants. Where? New York Giants.
I mean, I look to Tennessee Titans, right? I mean, there's like Lane Kiffin, Tennessee Titans head coach. That would be like, you could literally play fantasy games and parlor games with Lane Kiffin and anything, and you'd believe it right now. As Ole Miss is in its off week, near the conclusion of one of the greatest seasons in program history, we are having the Lane Kiffin week. And I think we should have all known that this week was going to be Lane Kiffin week. And, we're just going to all have to sit around. I'll tell you what, gentlemen, do you know what I'm expecting at this point? I'm expecting him to have a commitment ceremony. You know, I'm expecting him to have hats on the table. I'm expecting him maybe to have a LeBron James, the decision type TV special, because college football, Lane Kiffin's got him in the palm of his hand. I truly do not think he has made up his mind yet, but we'll see. He'll let us know eventually.
Now, Chip, do you think A&M can close it out? I mean, they got the big game with Texas after, you know, so what do you think is going to happen with A&M as a season? Because Texas got to win that one to have any shot.
Right, yeah. I kind of lean on the side of Texas A&M closing it down. And this is where, and you guys know I'm guilty of this, but it is a little bit more of vibes. I mean, Texas has just played with kind of disappointing vibes all season long. You know, one of their best wins, the Oklahoma game, was Oklahoma laying an absolute egg. On the other side, Texas A&M, you know, the way they flipped the South Carolina game. I mean, sure, you should have never been in that position, but it's just, it falls in line with a lot of what Mike Elko talks about and kind of what he is about. You know, I just think that he's got a team that is bought in, you know, and that's sometimes coaching at the very highest level when everyone's got talent and everyone's got money. Like when you're up in those conversations, sometimes it is a year-to-year proposition of whether or not your locker room is bought in, whether they are bought in on doing the tiny stuff it takes for it to win enough of those high-stakes games. And it seems to me like Mike Elko has a group that's bought in. They've been a good second-half team all year long. You know, they've taken close games and turned them into, you know, 20-point wins. I think the Aggies will close the deal in the regular season. That said, boy, it is going to be hard to trust them after that, right?
Yeah, Chip, now what about, I got my Notre Dame sweatshirt on. What about the Irish? I mean, because when you look at quality wins, I guess SC would be a quality win. Otherwise, they don't have a lot, and they're not going to finish with, you know, any. Are they a lock for the playoffs if they win out?
No, they are not a lock for the playoffs. The way that I've got Notre Dame is they're in a category with Oklahoma, Oregon, and Alabama, where if things play out where they win and take care of business, then I would add them to the group of what I would consider locks, which would be like Texas A&M, Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, Ole Miss, and maybe Texas Tech. But yeah, the Oregon, Alabama, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, those are the teams that are going to be playing right there on the edge. But I think the Fighting Irish are in a position where as long as they win out, they'll be on the right side of the bubble.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Chip, appreciate the time as always. If we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And when we talk again, we will start breaking in the old basketball talk as well as the Boozers. Doing some good things for the Blue Devils here, and Buzz Williams doing Buzz Williams stuff for the Turtles early in the season.
Yeah, what's it been? So I truly have only gotten a couple of the big, huge games that are just kind of thrown in your face anyway. How's it looked for the Terps early? I haven't gotten to follow it.
Well, their best player, Pharrell Payne, went down against Marquette. Looked like a season-ending injury, hurt his hip, but looks like he'll be okay at some point in time. Still trying to figure out a way to put the ball in the basket, and their rebounding is a little bit off kilter, but we know that Buzz Williams, his reputation says they'll improve that. I don't know about the shooting, even though they did all right against the Golden Eagles here.
Yeah, that's Buzz Williams things is right then. We know what we'll be eventually. We just need to work to get there.
Yeah, just don't ask him about injuries because he'll Mutombo you with that one. He's Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Chip, will catch up soon.
Thanks, Chip.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
All right, here's Chip Patterson, everybody. Liking that James Franklin Navatek hire. Yeah. Hey, Beamer had him in a championship game when Michael Vick was a freshman.
And Bob, you talk about have you ever been to a game there?
No.
I've been in like a nighttime game. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Saw
with Sandman and the whole deal.
Saw him play at FedEx in 04 against USC with Leinart and Reggie Bush. Yeah. And they play Enter Sandman and all that stuff. Crazy time, man. Wild, wacky stuff. We'll come back. I think Maryland plays Virginia Tech next year, as a matter of fact, too. Hi-yo! Cleveland last week declined his $6 million option, Nolan. So, hey, Hunter Harvey's a free agent. So is Mike Yastrzemski. Want to get the band back together? Dylan Bundy's trying to make a comeback.
The Means signing there in the first place was interesting, right? Because it was for the 2 years, but with the team option, like you said, and you knew that this past year was completely out of the question. He was going to be rehabbing. So, I was always curious where his career went post-Baltimore. Always going to root for the guy. I mean, if he goes to another AL East team, then, you know, we'll reevaluate then. But John Means with the no-hitter here, a lot of great moments with the Orioles, the lone bright spot on many, many bad teams. Now, he'll always be a favorite of mine for sure.
Yeah, and he was a fan favorite. He was a media favorite. One most excitable interview by any stretch of the imagination. Injuries just shut him down. Two Tommy Johns in a three-year period. He hasn't pitched since last June, but just throwing it out here. And I know Rockabacco wrote about it, and Rich Dubroff's talked about it, among others. Hey, for $5, if you come back and
pitch for you. I wouldn't.
Well, so he's getting the team's turning down $6 million. Then his market should be less, you would think.
Exactly.
I mean, with how desperate teams are for pitching. But I guess my only thing is when I ask, what does his career post Baltimore look like? Because he doesn't really strike me as a prototypical reliever. You know, I don't know if his pitch mix really fits that. He doesn't throw hard. We know that for sure. But his changeup is his best pitch.
Yeah, makes that fastball look 1,000 miles an hour, though, what he's got.
So, you know, I mean, is he a bulk relief guy? I just have a hard time, even if he's cheap, signing up for him to be a part of my starting rotation if I'm a GM out there, knowing his history.
No doubt. Maybe an Aiken-like arm out of the bullpen. But we'll see. I mean, who knows? Elias might not have any interest in him whatsoever. But, you know, the free agency news will start to percolate soon. And as we've talked about a bazillion times, I mean, Michael Elias got a lot of work to do to get this team back to the playoffs. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Next year's Orioles are going to be this year's Blue Jays. Maybe not going to Game 7 of the World Series, but getting back into playoff conversations.
And I have to keep reminding myself to slow it down or calm down, I guess, with the offseason. I mean, besides Josh Naylor, there hasn't been any move of note or any move of actual financial substance. So it feels like, oh, the Orioles haven't done anything. Well, nobody's done anything yet. I mean, there'll be time to complain, and I will be complaining.
Yes, you will.
But I'll probably give it another month, I'd say.
I'll probably be complaining, too. All right, Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with this texter that says, the Ravens still have a shot, but this year really feels like a missed opportunity so far. Chiefs and Bills aren't what they've been in years past. Your top teams in the AFC will enter January unproven. This should have been the Ravens' year to finally break through.
Well, it's not over yet, and they've won four in a row. And those other teams are still probably going to be, you know, out. So we'll see. We'll see. We still got, what, 8 games to go?
Another one here on the O-line subject. Texter says, I'm not buying the O-line excuses from Harbaugh. I'd be willing to believe it if he and his coaching staff haven't routinely missed on player evaluation or choosing when to make changes. Look no further than the way they handled Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah, the O-line, I mean, we're going to be talking about the O-line. I hope it's not the whole rest of the year. And, you know, and if they get into the playoffs and we're saying, damn, that offensive line. I hope that's not the case. And, you know, if they continue, let's just hope that maybe we see a Bullock or an Emory Jones Jr. and see if that changes anything.
Well, the O-line certainly had an impact on Lamar's season, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Some thoughts here on what's going on with Lamar. I mean, did not look like himself against the Browns. We know that. This texter here says, Lamar's situational awareness in the pocket appears to have declined. So has his ability to make tacklers miss. Combine that with the poor O-line, you get the results you have.
I thought his best run that day was the one that he had to scramble and went up to like the 2 or 3 yard line. I thought he showed some burst and explosiveness on that run.
And one last one here. This texter certainly agrees that the O-line is to blame, but thinks there might be something a little more going on with Lamar. Says Lamar is definitely not 100%. Especially after that knee soreness report last week. I still think there's a lingering hamstring factor as well. At the end of the day, behind that O-line, not making his life any easier.
And I don't see a lingering hamstring with the burst and explosiveness that he's had to run and the change of direction. I don't see that. I don't see a knee being sore either. Maybe he's taking a lot of hits. He's 28 years old and he probably, you know, is not as fast as he once was.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow. Woman Crush Wednesday. Inside Access takes over in just a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.